Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We have asked Joe Humphreys, author, speaker, and executive leadership coach, to do a series with us called Boardroom Talks with Joe, How to Become a Better Leader. Listen, we know you will find this information helpful, regardless of your level or type of leadership position.
Joe, thank you again. We are getting ready to close out a mini-series inside of a mini-series. As you could tell, I'm going to have you on here as much as possible for what I'm learning and what I know that everyone else is as well. But we are at the end of Safe Place, and we're going to talk about the E in Safe Place. What is the E?
Yes, JD, first off, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to see you, my dear friend. E is the one that I really love, is the encourager. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how someone can impact your life when you have the encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had many people in my life to encourage me, but none greater than my mother and my football high school coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can remember my mom telling me, living in the projects, a little boy in the midst of chaos. You know, I was witnessing sirens and coming to get people that had been shot and cut or killed and drug deals. And in the midst of all that chaos, a single mother said, "Son, you can be anything that you desire to be." That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a coach, football coach, that taught me how to take my anger and put it in a discipline situation, to be more disciplined with it. And he taught me through encouragement, your strength can be a liability, it can be a benefit. You have to choose. Mm-hmm. And there's things that he told me through those years of playing for him that have helped me in my life. So as much as we need someone, we talked about the spiritual mature season. We talked about the A, accountability. We talked about the F, someone to keep us focused on our family, our fitness, our finances, our friends, and our faith. We need encouragers.
Yes.
And here's the challenge, JD. We talked a lot about pastors and executive leaders in the corporate world. They're some of the last people to be encouraged.
Uh-huh.
And Safe Place is designed to be that encourager for you and to help you learn how to get other people to become part of your safe place that will encourage you. Because if you're always being replenished, sooner or later you're going to be burned out. And I know we got one coming up soon on burnout, JD, so I'll save that for then. But if you don't have an encourager in your life, you're going down a dead-end road.
Yes,
because
sir.
I got news for you. I don't care how strong you are, how powerful you are, how smart you are, how much money you make, we all need to be encouraged. And I know when I was sitting in that office in corporate America, when people came in my office, something I noticed, JD, it wasn't a lot of people coming to encourage.
Uh-huh.
It was more discouraged. People wasn't coming in my office to say, "Hello, Joe, how you doing? I know everything's going good, and I just want to thank you." No, they was coming in lining up with problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just a line of problems. And I noticed that very few people came by and said, "How are you doing, Joe?"
Yeah.
And I know that I'm not the only executive who have experienced that. And I know that there's so many pastors that just want to shut their door and crawl under their desk.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you don't have people in your safe place that can encourage you, life is going to get pretty dark and pretty empty pretty quick.
You know, I've heard and I've experienced this. Someone, you'll go through hell and back if you have somebody you know that's pulling for you and supporting you and encouraging.
That's right.
We've both been in those situations where you didn't have any, maybe a situation where you didn't think you had anybody, but yet you had that one person.
Absolutely.
Man, that's a game changer. You'll go through
it. It's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, JD, encouragement can still be done in a way where people's really giving you a tough conversation. I've had people to say, "Hey, Joe, I believe in you, and
Yeah.
I know you can do this, but you really didn't make the right decision on this." That you see how I just encouraged a person? And I've had people tell me that. And you know, but one thing that I discovered, JD, the higher I grew in the corporate world, the less I had that.
Oh, I know.
And
I know.
that's just the reality. Okay. Now, when I was a frontline supervisor and a manager level, man, people would encourage me like crazy. But once I became part of the C-suite, it wasn't nobody patting me on my shoulder. It
No.
was, "What have you done for me lately?" And by the
Yeah.
way, it's not enough. Whatever you've done is not enough. You know, it wasn't no encouragement. "Hey, Joe, I know you've been working hard, but we got to get these budgets done. And I know I gave you your information late, and I know it's 3 weeks later, but it's still due when it's due." And they would get in a nice car and drive off and go home. And I said, "Okay, I got to get it done." So the higher I have grown in the as an executive, the less that I've received encouragement. And that's why it's important, JD, that I've been able to pick up the phone and call people like you. I got a buddy, Keith Conley in Morganton. You met him, JD. Just such a good encourager, good listener, the whole nine. And often I will call him, man, and he's just always full of encouragement. And you know, I got a few people like that that I get that encouragement from. But here's the thing. Sometimes our spouses, they want to encourage you, but until they've been in that same environment, they really don't understand how to encourage you. That's why when I get ready to talk to an executive, I don't have to say much because when you're already defeated and you feel discouraged, you don't want to have to explain what you're feeling. You want somebody to be able to say, "Joe, I know what you're feeling, man. You got here's the word that's a game changer. You talked about game changer, JD. I was there, but you're gonna be okay." Sometimes we just want to know that we're gonna be okay because all day long we have spent telling other people they're gonna be okay, and nobody's told us we're gonna be okay, JD.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Man, I wish I had more of those. And so you need to find those people that'll encourage you. They're in your safe place. Hey, and then also as a leader, if you're leading people, I noticed that occasionally when I would just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I just want to know how you're doing." I don't think we do enough of that, do we? I know I'm kind of taking a little
Yeah.
bit.
No. You're telling the truth.
Is that person that you go, "Hey, how you doing?" Well, there goes two examples of the safe place. If you're in my safe place, then you're going to be one that knows occasionally that's something you ought to do with me. And then just the power of that. You're doing okay? I just want to kind of check in
Yeah.
on you. It's kind of
Yep.
what you're talking about,
And
isn't it?
JD, the people in your safe place, I said it before, they'll know your wife's name and they'll know your kid's name. And they'll say, "How are they doing?" And then you'll just get a text out of the blue, like me and you do to each other, and just say, "Hey, Joe, I was thinking about you. How you doing?" And I'll be like, "Man, that was on time." I may not have had that opportunity to talk to you. Just the fact that you'll say, "Hey, Joe, praying for you, man. And I just want to say hello. Let's catch up soon." Let me tell you, that is powerful. And people in your safe place, they would do that. They just, I can't explain it. They know when the right time to send you that text or to give you that call. And it may not be about anything, but Joe was just thinking about you, buddy. And I'm telling you, that's powerful. That's
It
powerful.
is. And when you have them in your safe place, a few weeks ago, I was having one of my lowest moments, and probably lowest I've ever had. And then the next morning, out of the blue, I got a text message from you, and it had been a little bit of time, And it was one of those.
Yep.
Hey, just, you're on my mind. I was
Yep.
wondering. It's not by chance. It wasn't by
That's
chance.
right. And here's the thing of that. We started talking. We said, well, let's connect, right? And then we said, let's do a few of these podcasts, right? From that
Oh, yeah.
one text.
Yeah.
From that one text.
One
But
text.
what people need to understand is that person in your safe place is so powerful because they supposed to have the best interest in you to protect you.
Yeah.
And if you're in somebody else's safe place, your job is to help protect them as well.
Yeah.
It goes back to that document that we started this whole episode on in this series is we have to protect what we put into the safe. And when you
Yes.
put people in your safe place, you're not putting documents, but you're putting their families in there.
Oh, yeah.
And people
Oh,
is way more special to protect than our documents.
yeah. Yeah.
Because when you protect me, you're protecting my wife. When you protect my wife, you're protecting my daughter. When I protect you, JD, I'm protecting Robin. I'm protecting Lawson and your daughter and all
Yeah.
these things. That's what we're doing.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
protecting each other.
Yeah.
And again, there may be times where you get encouraged. And like we said the last series, you guys got to go back and listen to the last series because I kind of tell on JD how tough he's been on me through the years.
Excuse
But
me.
I tell you though,
You
no problem. But you got to have people in your safe place that even when they're telling you the truth, they're telling you in a way that's encouraging.
Oh, yeah. That's
Because
right.
we come off as big Superman type people, but we're not Superman. We want
Yeah.
you to think we have an S on our chest and a cape on our back. But in reality, we want to be replenished and refueled, and we want to be encouraged. And
Yeah.
I can tell you, if you somewhere an executive, whether you're a pastor, a corporate world, very few people is coming to encourage you. But I can
Yeah.
tell you, you don't have to worry about the list of people coming to discourage you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. How would you
find?
And
I go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead. Now, well,
you're
obviously going to be a resource for people that are in your program. And I'm sure hoping that I can help sell. I'm hoping I can sell you on making this a program. People will go somewhere and learn from because this is powerful. So now,
Yes.
you would be a resource for somebody in their safe place. How would they find some, say you're executive, where do you start? Where do you look for someone in your encourager? Where do you start?
Yeah. You know, JD, here's how you got to work with the end in mind with this. And most executives understand this. It's easy to find people to encourage you, but it's not easy to find people who are spiritually mature and seasoned. So you
There
got
you
to
go.
start with that, okay?
Yes.
Because if you don't get that right, nothing else works.
Yes.
And then
Yeah.
you want people that will hold you accountable. So that's why it's by design. When you find all those other three in the S, the A, and the F, they're going to automatically be encouragers, okay? So I think you have to deal with the process, and that's why I said you can't rush it. And our goal, JD, since we can't be a safe place for everybody, we want to help people by maybe doing retreats, JD, and doing
yeah.
conferences and half a day's deal where we can get a group of pastors and a group of executives and we can show them how to get that safe, those people in their safe place. And by the way, in case you haven't watched other episodes, you don't need a football team. You only need about two or three people.
That's
Matter of
right.
fact, if you got more than three people, you probably don't have a safe place. It's an open place. And everything you tell them will be out. In this life, maybe you better than me, but in this life, if you can find two or three people that you can entrust with the most sensitive things in your life, you're an overachiever. So the good news and the bad news is you don't have to go find a football team. You need a couple people. I would recommend no more than two to three people, because if you have more than two to three people, you're really going to start having conversations on the surface, which don't bring healing. It's only underneath the surface that brings healing.
That's right. What a great way to sum this up, because I wasn't even thinking about that answer, but you just told me, JD, if you're going to find somebody in your safe place, make sure they're spiritually mature. They're going to have the courage to hold you accountable. They're going to keep you working on the five F's. So they're going to keep you grounded in that. And then they're naturally going to encourage you.
That's right.
You just defined.
Sorry
you
about
just
that,
defined
guys.
The people in the safe place.
Somebody's trying to call me, I guess, to talk to me about safe place.
There you go. There you go. I don't, hey, we've closed, unless you have something else, man.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah, JD, I have this one quote that's just been really coming back and forth to me. And it said, nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need people in your safe place. It's going to keep you focused on what's valuable to you.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you know, you want to build your safe place like they did the world largest building in Dubai. I think it took them 2 years just to prepare the foundation, JD. They couldn't rush that process. And so as you're looking for somebody in your safe place, don't rush the process. 2 years just for the foundation, because you want people in your that's part of that foundation that's going to be able to handle all the winds of the life and the floods of life and the fires of life. And we said earlier, like a safe, you want people to be tested before they can be trusted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what you want. This is a foundational thing. You can't build a roof first. You got to build the foundation. Here's the deal. Most people will never see the roof of the foundation of your home. They'll just see the beauty of it, the outside. Because what's protecting your home is hidden in a safe place. It's called the foundation.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, JD.
It's been great. I look forward to more of these. Someone wants to, it's in the close here, but we're gonna have links. They need to find you at your website. Man, that book's terrific. It'll explain what the 3 C's all about. Very powerful message. And man, people need to lean into this safe place and learn from it and reach out to you on how they create one. And the importance of being that for others as well. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. JD, always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
See you soon.
This concludes this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. To find out more about Joe Humphries, you can find him at his website at www.jdh3c.com. The link is in the show notes. I wish you all the best and peace to you.